Exercise 5.2, Lecture 5.
Today I wish to give you a look at the first day or two in London, as seen through the eyes of a young visitor to the country on a temporary student visa. For most visitors, the first taste of England is touchdown at Heathrow International Airport, which is only a £20 taxi fare from the heart of the city. As soon as one gets off the plane, the busy commercial atmosphere of London immediately becomes apparent. The traffic is dense and moves slowly. The buildings are old and the weather is usually cloudy. Many students arrange to stay with an English family while they study at an English language college and are therefore met at the airport. Having met the family and settled into his or her new home, most families in the city live in semi-detached houses. A visitor is usually tired after the trip and takes a day or two to recover from jet lag. But it isn't long before the desire to look around and discover the sights and sounds of London overcomes the shock of being in a foreign country. First on the list is a trip to the college chosen while overseas as the place to study English in Britain. Most colleges are located close to the city and are surprisingly modern and welcoming. They are always within easy travel distance of a bus route or a tube station, and the buses are modern and comfortable, although it is more expensive than taking a train. Most commuters to the city prefer the tube because the system is extensive and a lot faster and cheaper. On intake day, students gather in the common room of their chosen college and are given an orientation to the program they are about to embark upon. After they have been welcomed to the college and know a little more about how the school works, it is time to take a short test to determine the best class for them to begin their studies. Come lunchtime, of course, it's necessary to find a place to eat. Some students sensibly bring their own lunch, or else find a restaurant nearby that suits their palate. Of course, London has a vast number of restaurants at which to choose food from countries all over the world, and prices are generally quite acceptable. In the afternoon, a student usually discovers that the way in which the language is taught in a British environment is different to what they're used to in their home country. Some students might be surprised at the difference in teaching methods. Students in English colleges are always treated as adults, and the onus to perform is therefore on the student. Attending their first lesson of the course, they meet their classmates for the next few weeks. It is time to get to know each other and the opportunity for an exchange of personal information. After class, students make their way home, enlightened and sometimes a little confused about what is expected of them. But most agree that the experience they have had on their first day of college is worth all the hardship of leaving the comfort of home.